How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Very great. This is Mark Hall, right?
This is totally me.
Okay, because I thought it was Melanie at first, but you're using her phone or something, I think.
Yeah, Melanie, my wife, yeah.
Yeah, Melanie, that's right, I forgot. Oh, man, I always mess up conversations with
you.
Oh,
that's right, Melody in the band and Melanie, yeah.
Melanie, yeah, go. And I did it last time. I probably just always keep doing that, man.
They can handle it.
Okay, good. I was kind of scrambling around here on the air because I just got news about Billy Graham, so everybody's like, whole social media and everything's blowing up and everything, you know, and stuff.
Yeah, I just saw that.
So, anyway, I mean, every time he had a birthday, I was like, wow.
Yeah, this guy is something.
But anyway, so how's Mark Hall doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, bro. How about you?
I'm doing really good. We are very excited. You created, and I mean, you didn't, but somebody did, created quite the buzz. I was told by a number of people, the buzz is Casting Crowns coming to Poughkeepsie. That's what the buzz is, pal.
That's great. I don't think I was young enough to create buzzes anymore, but I'll take it.
I know. See, don't tell them. Just don't spread the word. But so, what do you got planned now when you come on this tour? Okay. I want to talk about the other group coming as well. But what is Casting Crowns going to be doing?
Well, when we come, we're going to do all the songs anybody's ever known from us. So, it's not like you're showing up just hearing all the new songs. I love it when a band does that and plays all their new stuff for you. I think I'm going to go get a Coke. So we're going to do all the old ones. Then we're going to do all the new ones as well, and tell the stories behind the songs. You're going to hear the gospel clearly. When you come to our concerts, it's kind of like just coming to church. You're going to see 7-year-olds and 70-year-olds in there, and everybody has a great time. And we're going to point people to Jesus, so it's going to be sweet.
You do a very good job of that, absolutely.
Thanks, bro.
And they're humbled. I keep, you know, and people keep advising you to start acting like a superstar that you are, but you just won't do it. So
I wasn't cool enough to be cool when I was young enough to be cool. So I'm not going to try to be cool now.
Yeah, that's a very good point there. You and me both. You and me both, but you got a good reason to be. But it's amazing. So how's everybody in the – let's see. I'm trying to think. How many years has it been? Because I always feel old anyway. But
yeah, dude, we've been doing this on the road probably about 15 years or so. And
okay.
We're all still doing student ministry. I'm still a youth pastor here in Atlanta. So Sunday through Wednesday, we're still at home and – leading worship at our church on Sunday, and I'm doing student ministry during the week. And then we travel mainly Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So all the songs are coming out of what I'm teaching families here at the church. And so all our songs are just little sermons, really little Bible studies.
Man, and people think you're having fun. Something.
Man, I love it. It's what I get up in the morning to do. So it's always good when you find the thing that God puts you here to do. So that's mine.
Wow. So tell us about this group now. I Am They. Obviously, they have a little bit less name recognition than Casting Crowns, apparently. But, you know, I got a feeling just by their makeup, they may give you a run for their money as far as getting people excited about Jesus. I tell you.
Yeah, dude, they're pretty awesome. Actually, they came and led our students in worship for youth camp several years in a row. That's how we got to know them. And they come out of the church. They're all about worship and scripture, and that's the kind of people we are. We don't want you just to get up on the stage and sing about it and then go live something different. So these guys are the real deal, and they live what they sing, and that's the kind of people that we want our friends, Crown's friends, to experience.
Are they young? Are they like you were some years ago?
Yeah, I guess they're probably in their 20s, you know, they're little dynamos. And that's what I like to see. I like to see passion, but I like to see focused passion, not just stupid passion. And so their goal is to see people understand that worship is not just singing songs excitedly. Worship is prayer. You're talking to a person. You're not singing a song to the ceiling. And that person's listening. And that's what prayer teaches us. And I mean, that's what worship teaches us, is that this is a conversation with a person, not a song about a worldview.
That's a very good point. You're going to start. Yeah. See, every time I talk to you, start giving me lessons, which is really good because I need them. You're just so gifted with that. They just kind of get in there. It's pretty cool.
You.
I mean, I think it's amazing that you've been around that long and yet you're still a youth pastor. That's just absolutely phenomenal. When's that going to stop? I mean, what are you going to keep? You'll be like Billy Graham. You'll just be like in your 90s.
Well, I don't know. I think as long as we're in the church, I'll be writing songs. If I wasn't in the church, I don't think I'd be writing, because I'm just all of our songs are coming out of everyday life and things that we're seeing happening in families, things that we're seeing. All of us are struggling with the same stuff. We're just not talking about it. And that's what songwriters get to do. Is songwriters get to pull it out in the open and say, let's deal with this. You know, marriage is really tough, and this is how maybe we could get through it. Let's sing about this. And it's kind of the best way to deal with the elephant in the room is just sing a song about it, and everybody listens.
Now, your church is it Eagles Landing? That's the name of the church?
Eagles Landing First Baptist, yeah. It's in South Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Now, is that that's the church where you guys started doing the youth group?
Oh, yeah. We've been there. I've been on staff there 15 years. I've been a youth pastor about 21 years, I think.
That is a phenomenal. So, I mean, is the church growing? How's it doing?
It's doing great. I mean, it's a mess like every church. I mean, every church in the New Testament was a mess, but God was still doing stuff in it. So as soon as people show up, everything gets crazy. So you know how it is.
Yes, exactly right. Somebody, I just saw this quote. Somebody said Homer Simpson said it when he was asked, what's the Bible about? And he said, well, everybody in there is a mess except for this one guy. I thought, well, he got that kind of down.
He got that right. He should have just listened to him.
So what's the lesson coming up now? You're obviously, I don't know when you're going to start the tour. I mean, you're coming here in April, so I'm talking to you pretty good advance.
Yeah, you know, I think it starts in March. Melanie, we were talking about earlier, my wife, she runs Crowns. So I just kind of keep my head in the church stuff, and then she runs all the where we're going and how we're going to get there and all that kind of stuff. So she'll tell me, hey, pack for cold or pack for hot. That's about as much as I know sometimes when we're heading out.
And but, when you head out, is that like a three-day thing? Is that a Friday,
yeah,
Saturday?
Usually just a weekend, because all of our kids travel with us as well, so we do it as a family. And so there's all together with the band. You got seven band members, but so you probably got seven kids as well, I think. And so we try to keep it to the weekend so they can be as close to normal as they can, you know, being at home, being with the church and all that stuff.
And those restaurants love to see when you come in, huh?
Yes, they do.
Well,
you guys,
man.
You got Chick-fil-A up there?
What's that?
You guys got a Chick-fil-A up there?
Boy, you had to ask that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
That one.
There's one in New York City, which anything in New York City is going to be crowded, you know. But there's just not one inside the border of New York that I know of.
There's got to be a way we can sponsor y'all to get a Chick-fil-A.
I think
town.
You should. I think because
like
I think
like a world vision for Chick-fil-A.
Yes,
towns
right.
That don't have it.
Casting Crowns could pull it off. I mean, I don't think anybody else that I know could pull it off, but I think you guys.
Look at this poor lady on her way to her work in the morning. She needs a chicken biscuit.
That's exactly right.
You can sponsor her.
And all these great stories about how they come and help people and you know, in times when people are stuck on the highway and all this and disasters and things, and then we're like, well, we don't have one. So.
Yeah, they're based out of our town, so the Kathys are a friend of ours. That comes from the top. They're real.
Maybe you'll start that revival. That'd be like a different level.
Chick-fil-A revival. That'll work.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming to Poughkeepsie, really do, and starting a buzz, because we need a buzz, you know? And, I mean, it's around here, and I've been around here long enough to have been here when we'd have the spring concert and the fall concert, you know, and maybe Michael W. Smith would come or somebody like that. But, I mean,
right.
And now it's like, I just hope people just don't get too used to what you guys are doing, because in some circles there's still that show business kind of thing, you know, like, well, you know, it's a business and
yeah,
a little bit. And I really stand up for you guys because I get to talk to you and I know you're real and I know you go through things and it hurts. It hurts when people.
I think if they get there, just as a doing what I do, one of the first things I start doing from this first song is tearing down those walls to where you see we're just a bunch of train wrecks up here that Jesus loves. And if anything, you're going to walk out of there going, okay, God loves them, he can love me. If God can use them, he can use me. And because the goal is not to just zip through your town and sing some songs. I want to get there and be a little part, run a few laps in your race, and just join you in what you're doing and show you that, hey, God is with you where you are, and he'll walk you through this when these songs are over. And that's why we're coming. We're coming to see people step a little closer to Jesus, and those moments are going to happen.
And I'm sure as you touch and you travel like you have done, you realize that people, even though we may talk a little funny, or you talk a little funny or something like that, but we're all basically, you know, we're people. We got the same issues.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah,
we need the same God. There you.
We're all bumping our head on life the same ways. So, and the answer is the same wherever you go. So it's good.
I hope you have a very special session with I Am They now. Teach them right, so don't let them steal any of your stuff.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on this morning, too.
Man, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very, very much. I really do. I think the first time we were supposed to do an interview, which was probably like 15 years ago, I didn't have one of the buttons turned up, and you were going, hello? Hello? And I was going, Mark, it's me, it's Joe, you're there. Hello? That's all I got.
That's awesome. It's okay. Maybe the button still didn't get pushed today, and this is all just you and me
hanging
out.
Don't say that. Cool. No. Don't, please don't say that, Mark. Anyway.
Don't speak that over me. Don't speak doom.
So listen, we want to pray for you, you know, as a family here at the radio. So some way we can pray for the casting crowns and the tour and the young I Am They people?
Yeah, man. I'm in the middle of songwriting right now, so I just got back home from a few days out in the woods in a cabin working on thinking through ideas and praying through stuff. So pray for our songwriting on the next record. And then our tour starts off. The band's been off for a good month, so they're good and rested, so everybody's ready to get back out. And so just pray that Jesus stuff happens at these concerts.
Oh, I love that. Amen. Absolutely. So you really do go out in the woods and write music. Wow.
That's, oh, yeah.
Very interesting. Very good. Thank you, Mark. God bless you, man. I appreciate you very much. And now I'm sure you're going to go get some waffle fries. So jealous. Sorry.
That was bad. I'll post it on Instagram, Mark Hall CC. You'll find it there.
I love that. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you. Sorry, bro. See ya.
Okay, bye.